back. Glad you're joining us here from Craig, where we just finishing up halftime break with your Haynes Glacier Bears 16, Craig Panthers 16. Talking with John at the halftime break, I mean, these Glacier Bears are scrappy. They're facing off against a older, wiser Craig Panther senior starting five team, and they're hanging right with them.
Yes, they are, and they spread their scoring out amazingly evenly amongst all the players that have scored. Five, six, seven players have scored for the Haynes Glacier Bears, and only one with more than a couple points is Swinton with four. So, and Haynes, like I said already, has done a nice job moving quickly up the court. Craig has been slow to respond to the fast break. Haynes gets the players right position if they can get over the travels and turnovers and maintain what they did in the first half. They'll do just fine.
Panthers on the other side having a hard time finding the bucket. Lots of shots being taken, not very good ones. And the only thing that's keeping the Panthers in the game is their defense.
Yeah, that's right now. Yeah, a lot of turnovers against the Glacier Bears. Craig is right. Craig is shooting way too often, too early in the possession.
So we'll see what the second half brings, as it'll be Panthers inbounding this ball from the far sideline, going from left to right now, switching sides, and the Glacier Bears going from our right to left as Owen will inbounds to Bird. Back to Owen on the far side. 2-3 defense. They go inside. Dahlstrom's going to turn around. Jumper shot is no good. And a foul called on the floor underneath.
Against Klinger.
That's on the Glacier Bears.
Excuse me. I stand corrected. No, it is. Kyle Klinger. That's the foul. It'll be his third.
Panthers inbounds to Bird on the far side. He goes inside. Jump shot. Dish. Nice. Layup is no good. I don't know how he missed that shot. He's all alone underneath. And
Swinton subsequently came up with some good defense. Looked like it was all ball. They got nailed for the on-the-shot foul. So Swinton will pick up his second foul of the game.
Scheidecker will go to the line to shoot two.
Good block by Swinton, but apparently got enough body there at the foul call.
And Scheidecker's first shot is no good.
And a quick substitute for Haynes Glacier Bears in there. Hudson Sage comes in now. Kyle Klinger will sit down with his three fouls. Sage saw a lot of action. Busy in the first half. Back in, takes his position, rebound.
And second shot is good.
It's Keegan Sundberg with the ball now. Way up court to Green. Pass no good off Craig Panther as Green takes possession of the ball, throws it away. It'd be a backcourt violation against Haynes. Another Haynes turnover.
And it'll be Panther ball from the near side. Owen will inbound this for the Panthers. 17-16, Panthers up by one with 7:34 in the third period. Bird to Owen, back up top to Bird, over far side Thane. Thane goes down low in the corner to Scheidecker, back up top to Bird. He puts the ball on the floor, takes it strong, lays it up and in.
Bird. Yeah, Haynes defense flaps way down the basket, left it wide open for Bird to come in and make his layup.
19-16, Panthers three-point lead here as the Bears inbounds underneath the
as Lynch gets the ball. Back up to Keegan Sundberg, top the key. Back over to Lynch, hand on the wing. Calling for the ball is Sage, won't get it. Up to Swinton, and back to the top of the key. Swinton's got the ball. Dishes off to Keegan Sundberg, drives
He's
in.
He's going to travel with it. One too many steps there. I saw it coming as he tried to get around the defense, so turns it over to the Panthers. Bird will inbounds. A little pressure in the backcourt by the Bears. Cross half court. Dahlstrom takes it to the paint, pulls up 10-foot jumper, short, no good, gets his own rebound, goes to the floor, and then goes up, and he's going to get called for traveling. And turns that ball right back over to the Bears.
And Swinton inbounds to Sundberg. Facing pressure, bringing the ball up, gets the screen. Finds Lynch. A scrap on for the ball. Lynch must have managed to recover it as Owen gets a hand on the ball. Looks like Lynch had the wind knocked out of him. Gets up kind of slow. He's taking a beating this game.
He is. Tough kid, and he keeps ticking. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball.
Again, Swinton will take inbound the ball. He's got Sundberg in front of him, who takes the ball, dribbling, looking for someone to pass to. Finds Lynch. Lynch now for the top of the key, back to Swinton. Over to Sundberg. Sundberg now driving in. Finds Swinton at the three-point line. Oh, no good misses, everything. Ball will roll out of bounds. Kleger will cover as Haynes sets up. Backcourt pressure again.
Scheidecker inbounds to Owen. Up to Dahlstrom across half court. And he takes it to the hoop strong and misses it. Gets his own rebound. Put back. No good, but he gets the foul.
That's a call it on Sage.
And Dahlstrom will go to the line to shoot
number
two.
Number 40. Dylan Swinton gets the nail for the foul. It's his third. Third personal foul.
With 6:07 remaining in the third period, 19-16, Panthers up by three, and Dahlstrom trying to make it one more, and he does. With that first shot, he'll get a second shot now.
And Josh Stearns enters the game for Swinton. He'll sit down with three fouls. Stearns coming in, no fouls at all.
Dahlstrom at the line to shoot his second attempt.
2 minutes into the third quarter here. Craig leading, 19-16.
Dahlstrom
makes the free throw.
21-16.
As Sundberg again, looking to bring the ball up. They're giving Lynch a break on the ball handling as he finds Stearns. Takes the three-point.
Nails it.
Three-point shot is good.
Just when they needed, 21-19, Panthers. Bird across half court. Over the far side to Thane. Goes inside Dahlstrom on the five-foot jump shot. It's up and in for two. Dahlstrom starting to find his groove. Long up.
Sundberg finds Lynch near the three-point line. Lynch picks up the dribble, gets it back to Sundberg. Sundberg picks up, hands over to Stern. Shots up, no good. Off the top of the backboard. Excuse me, not Stern. Yes, Josh Stern. Shots no good. Ball out. Craig Panthers has Scheidecker inbounds. Gets the ball back. Look over to Thane. Thane across court to Dahlstrom.
Dahlstrom fires the three. No good. Short rebound Bears.
Way up ahead to a charging Sage who puts the ball up and off the backboard. No good, but call for the travel, I guess.
And it'll be Panther ball. A quick turnover. 5:16 in the third period. 23-19. Panthers up. Full court press in the backcourt by the Bears. They go to Dahlstrom. Cross half court to Thane to Owen. Owen dishes to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom goes inside, gives it to Scheidecker. Underneath the hoop, it's up and no good. Underneath the basket.
Sage gets the ball, picked away by Owen, who's going to go in for the easy layup.
And nails it. Owen gets the layup. 25-19, Panthers up by
Sundberg
six.
Brings the ball up.
No.
And Haynes wants a timeout.
Timeout going to be called by Haynes.
Craig has built a six-point lead with 4 minutes, 52 seconds remaining in the third quarter, leading 25-19. Haynes is going to talk it over.
And the Panthers finally starting to find a bit of their groove. The largest lead by either team thus far in the game.
And Haynes still stymied by these traveling calls when they get the ball underneath or near underneath their own basket. Cost a lot of turnovers and a lot of points off turnovers for Craig.
Glacier Bears shooting percentage got to be better than the Panthers because it's not so good on the Panthers side still, but it's just all the shots being taken by the Panthers that are putting them ahead. And again, Coach Brittenham, girls coach, got the boys huddled up on the sidelines, giving them a breather, and they are regrouping and coming out here. It'll be...
So we'll have Sage, Sundberg, Lynch, and Green in for the Glacier Bears, as well as Stearns. Sundberg with the ball off to Stearns on the wing, looking to dribble inside. Finds Sage, saves the ball up, no good.
Blocked by Scheidecker. Thane comes up with it. Pass is intercepted by Sundberg.
Sundberg, yep. Gets fouled, no call. And Green gets
and
fouled.
And gets hammered out of bounds by Scheidecker.
Green Lynch gets fouled, knocked out of bounds.
And that's going to be Scheidecker's third foul, I believe. Second, it says.
Sundberg with the ball now off to Stern. Over to Lynch. Lynch dribbled back toward the top of the key, looking inside, picked up his dribble. Going up a 6 foot now, finds Sundberg. Long 3-point attempt on the rim, no good.
Out of bounds off the Glacier Bears.
Shades was in there to get a good position to get the ball, but did get the ball, but couldn't hang on to it.
Shadecker inbounds, full court press in the backcourt by the Bears. Over to Dahlstrom, cross half court to Owen. Owen almost gets it ripped away from behind. It was inside to Shadecker. Nice move and a take. No good. Loose ball, out of bounds, off the Bears. And Shadecker having a, I can't tell if it's, he's having a hard time or just a lot of pressure underneath that hoop, but he cannot make a bucket right now. Glacier Bears really pressuring. There he goes. That's up and in for two, so he comes right back.
On the inbound play and gets the easy layup.
3:56.
Sundberg again, ball handling duty, facing a little pressure now, jumping past the double team, back over to Sage. Way up court to Lynch, picks the 3-point, and it's good.
Nails it.
And the point shot is good.
I thought it should be a 27-point.
There we go.
There we go. 27-22 now. Panthers still up by five after that 3-pointer in the Glacier Bears. Bird with the ball over to Owen on the far side. Back up top to Bird. They come near side to Stain. Stain goes inside. Dahlstrom cuts.
Whoa.
Denied underneath by Sundberg.
He is all over the court the second half. Great ball handling skills. Quick. And a nice check there on a much taller Craig player.
Bird to Dahlstrom, to Thane, all alone. He's going to fire the shot off the back. No good. Rebound. Shadecker. Shadecker goes up strong. No good. Put back. Dahlstrom. No good. Loose ball out of bounds off the Panthers.
Three missed layups there by the Craig Panthers.
Yes, it was. 27-22. Panthers up by 5, 3-13 in the third period.
In the middle of the backcourt. Looking for a screen. Finds Lynch. Quick pass off to Green going in for the basket on the layup and was fouled, so he'll shoot two.
That's going to be a foul on Panthers Thane.
Good ball movement by the Haynes Glacier Bears to get in position for a score. They'll try to capitalize here with free throws as Dylan Swinton gets ready to check back into the game. First shot up. No good. Off the front of the rim.
That'll be Thane's second personal foul, the team's second team foul of the half. Glacier Bears with three.
As Green ready for his second free throw attempt. Ball's up, no good off the front of the rim. And appears there's a lane violation. So, Green will get another chance. As Craig committed a lane violation on the last free throw. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Green readies, trying to close this 5-point gap held by Craig. And ball's up, no good.
And it's going to be a lane violation on the Panthers. Owen steps into the court.
The Green had missed that shot as well, so they're just going to let him shoot until he gets it, I guess. So two consecutive lane violations by the Panthers as Green. Shots up, no good. But a recovered battle by Swinton there, who hits the floor, but the ball's knocked out. He touched the ball last, so Craig will recover.
It'll be Panther ball with 3:03 in the third period. 27-22 the score. Backcourt pressure by the Bears. Dahlstrom passes cross court to Owen. Owen on the near side goes inside to Shadecker. Shadecker hands it off to Dahlstrom. Gets knocked out of bounds. Wow. Yeah, it's Panther ball. They were calling Bear ball, but it's Panthers. Knocked out of bounds by the Bears. And Owen will inbound for the Panthers from the far side. And he goes to Thane, comes out near side to Bird. Bird puts the ball on the floor. Nothing doing. Pump fakes over to Thane. Then to Owen. Owen goes inside to Dahlstrom from the paint. 5 foot jumper in and out. No good. Rebound. Glacier Bears.
Sage gets the ball off to Sundberg. Brings the ball off quickly. Dribbles in toward the middle of the key.
Pass intercepted by Bird. Bird's going to the coast. Layup is no good. Too strong. Rebound. Loose ball. Dahlstrom on the putback gets
blocked by Segan and Craig will retain possession.
It'll be Panther ball. Owen will inbounds under their basket. Goes inside to Dahlstrom underneath and works hard. And the bucket is good.
They're going to call Green for leaning on Dahlstrom as he's making the shot. It'll be a second foul.
And Dahlstrom with a chance to make it a three-point play here, 29-22, seven-point lead by the Panthers, 2:22 in the third period. And Dahlstrom at the line is no good. Rebound Bears.
Sundberg quickly brings the ball up court. Kasnick court double team now. Gives it up to Owen.
Intercepted by Owen. Owen's all alone. Nice and easy. Up and in for two. 31-22.
Sundberg again with the ball. Looking for some help. He finds Sage. He dribbles across half court. Off to Swinton. Up to Sundberg again. All alone now. He gets a defender. Swinton wide open in three-point area. No good. Ball's bounced around.
Out of bounds off the Panthers.
149, no foul.
So, Panthers will take possession with Sundberg inbounding the ball. He's got Green right in front of him. And Green breaks off. Gets the ball up to Sage. Sage fakes the shot. Gets the ball back to Sundberg. Sundberg steps inside the three-point line. Shoots no good. Gets his own rebound. Knocked away.
And going to get fouled underneath the basket by Scheidecker and the Panthers. That's Scheidecker's third personal foul.
14th foul of the half. As Sundberg gets it in. Sage, ball in three-point area on the wing. Now gets it back to Sundberg. Sundberg trying to pass inside, gets the ball back.
Blocked by Scheidecker.
As he regroups, resets the top of the key into Green. Green across court, stolen away by Owen, who dribbles down court, ahead of everybody else, up and
in for two. 33-22 Panthers with a minute 16 in the third period.
Quick pass up court, trying to reach Lynch, and is fouled by Scheidecker.
And that's going to be his fourth personal foul. So I think we're going to see him take a breather with a minute 12 remaining in the third period. House is going to sub in.
Lynch ended up on the floor again, but as just true to form,
Scheidecker
back up. So Green has the ball inbound underneath Haynes' basket. We find Sundberg. Sundberg launches the three and
nails it.
Nice shot by P. and Sundberg.
From way back from the three. Here comes the Panthers. Bird. Cross half court near side. Goes over to Owen. Owen. Bounce pass to Dahlstrom. Gets taken away by the Bears. Good defensive stand by the Glacier Bears.
Green ends up with a pass back to Sundberg. Looking for Swinton, who's got the ball in the wing. Now dribbles in toward, looking for the make the shot. There he goes back out to Sundberg. At the baseline, up
on
and
hand. 33-27, 34 seconds on the play clock in the third period. Bird across half court. Down to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom to Thane's going to fire the 10-footer. No good. Misses everything. House comes in and tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds off the Panthers. It'll be fair ball.
33-27, Craig leading the Thane's Glacier Bears here. As Sundberg again with the ball. Backcourt, facing a little pressure now, dribbling ahead. Turns around, comes back to the near side, crosses the 10-second line, passes off to Swinton, takes the long three-pointer, missed everything, no good. Air ball over the top of the rim, bounced around in the hands of Green for a minute, and then Craig knocks it out, so Green will get the ball from the referee inbound. Haynes runs the inbound play, looking to catch Sundberg, gets the ball just inside the three-point line, back to the top of the key. They find Swinton and fouled by Owen.
And that's going to be Owen's second personal foul and the team's fifth of the half with 5.5 seconds on the play clock here. Glacier Bears trying to convert this inbounds pass to a bucket.
So Green with the ball. Trying to find Swinton underneath. Ball gets knocked away. Swinton recovers it as the quarter ends with the score. Craig Panthers 33, Haynes Glacier Bears 27 as we reset for the fourth quarter of this game.